Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and assalamu alaikum and greetings to all.
Walaikum salam, Brother Aziz, and I suppose a happy new year and all of that is all in order. This is our first broadcast.
That's right, brother, yes.
And I want to congratulate you and New Africa Business Association Talk Radio. I think this is our sixth year on broadcast, Brother Aziz.
Yeah, I was looking back through some of the old bulletins that we sent out, and I say, wow.
Yes, we've been around for a moment. So we welcome everyone back. Tonight we're looking forward to our program tonight. Of course, our title of our program this evening, Brother Aziz, is a policeman's inability to fight white supremacy. And again, our police officers' inability to fight white supremacy. And we're going to have an open mic discussion. We also want to be introducing the organization that is going to be putting black businesses in just about every black community in this country, and they're going to start off down in Selma, Alabama. And we're going to hear from those developers. They're going to be coming on there. They're going to be our guest speakers this evening. So, Brother Aziz, any opening comments you want to make? We'll take a few moments, giving our listeners a chance to call in. And by the way, let's give them the call-in number. The call-in number for the New Africa Business Association, for those of you who wish to participate, and you may want to inform others, that number is 657-383-1372. Again, 657-383-1372. So with that said, Brother Aziz, any opening statements you wish to make? We're going to, you can certainly go ahead and do it at this time. And like I said, we'll generalize for a few moments, giving the audience a chance to dial in. Brother Aziz? Brother Aziz, are you with me? I guess we...
Yes, Brother Bynum, I'm here.
Okay, all right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you very well. I didn't know if you wanted to make
great
comments before we go into our show this evening. I'm going to have... we're going to have the bios and everything read about our guests. But again, like I said, we're going to give our... give everybody a chance to call in before we get started. Any comments you'd like to make, Brother Aziz? We heard your comments at this point.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, welcome to the new year and greetings, my brother. I'm glad to be here and there. And we have a lot going on this year to discuss in terms of black businesses, marketing, and networking, as well as the political crisis that's causing ups or downs in the community, in the business community. And, it's something else, because at these times, which we're living in now, to see a president get impeached twice in one term, it's like monumental. It's unbelievable. So we're hoping that we get some participants in today's program and tell us their opinions on how business is affecting and politics is affecting the business, as well as the COVID-19 affecting businesses. I was wondering if we had our other host, Brother Umar Kenyatta, on.
Well, we're going to see if we have any of our state directors on. If not, we're going to introduce our host. We'll see. I'm going to open up a couple of the mics up and see if we have a Brother Umar, are you with us from the state of Virginia? Okay. Do we have anyone from Oklahoma with us?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum salam.
Wa-alaykum as-salam.
Sister Joyce, Sister Joyce, we're going to start. Give a couple of more moments, and we're going to have Sister Joyce to do the bio. And let's see if we have our guests on yet. Now, I'm going to open up a couple more mics. We'll see just where we are. Brother Harris, are you with us? Brother Harris out of Florida, Tampa, Florida, are you with us? Okay, well, hopefully they will be on. We look forward to their
coming. Yeah, he's trying to come through. This is BJ Harris.
Oh, okay, Ms. Harris, how are you this evening? Yes, we do have one of our guests on. Ms. Harris?
Yes, Sam's trying to get through as well.
Okay, we're going to give you just a couple more seconds, then we're going to read the bios on the two of you, and then we're going to get right on into your comments, and later on we will all be participating together. But
great.
Let's give you a partner just a couple moments to come on. In the meantime, any comments that you wish to make before we do your comments? Are we speaking more or less just in general right now, but we're glad to have you.
It's a pleasure to be on. We're just very excited to be a part of this program and teach your audience about some of the other things that we're doing and how we're trying to educate the community so that they can flourish all over the United States. So we're very honored to be on. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're certainly glad. At this time, what we will do is we will take one of our sponsor breaks, and again, we'll give Brother Harris a chance to come through, and we'll go ahead and more or less get started. Ms. Harris, I guess I will see his number pop up, or you will inform us.
Yes, I will try to help him get through, and Dr. Fulford should also be coming through. She's actually in Africa, so it would be a kind of a foreign number that you guys see, but she is trying to get through. Right now it's like 2 a.m. their time.
Okay, well, I'll see the numbers as they come up on our dashboard, on our switchboard. So as soon as I see either one of them appear, we will certainly start the introduction.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, in the meantime, Brother Aziz, can you imagine the tragedy that we just had last Wednesday? Our nation's capital. You know, it gives you, you think back to the destruction. I know there was many destructions, but the ones we're specifically been talking about for the last year or so has been Black Wall Street. And I know we've always been putting bits and pieces and trying to visualize what happened to those folks during that time. Let me see. We may have Mr. Harris. Brother Harris, are you with us? Okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to continue to wait on our guests to come in. Hopefully they'll be coming on pretty soon, and we'll go ahead and get started. Do we have any of our state directors, anybody from the state of New Jersey, the state of Pennsylvania, or the state of Virginia that is associated with the New Africa Business Association? State directors, are any of you with us? Okay, all right. Well, we're going to. But like I was saying, Brother Aziz, while we're waiting on our guests.
Have a comment to make. Sometimes, Brother Bilal, if you don't call in early, and at one point I thought it might have been where I was located at one time on the phone, but I'm not sure if this problem doesn't exist. It seems to be that this time of the evening that the phone connections or, you know, the internet or is busy. Telecommunications is real busy. Sometimes it has taken me 15 minutes to sit down and just wait until they let me in, you know.
Brother Isaac, in the case of our guest, all they have to do is go to
their email. Brother Bonham, this is Brother Harris.
Okay, excellent, Brother Harris. See Brother Harris and Ms. Dr. Fulton, their telephone number, they come in directly in through their email. So, again, they come in directly through the studio. Good evening, Brother Harris.
Great,
how are you?
Great.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Everything's fine. Do you have your associate with you, or are we still waiting on our Dr. Fulton?
We were waiting on Dr. Fulton, and she's not logged in now because it's 2 a.m. In Africa. We can go ahead and get started.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I am going to just have some slight information read on you and your host. We'll go right on into your speaking. We're going back to Oklahoma, and we're going to have our administrative director, Ms. Williams, if you would just give us some information on Mr. Harris and Dr. Fulford.
Yes, sir. I would be more than honored to give you some information or share information with your organization regarding Mr. Harris as well as Dr. Fulford. In fact, I thank God for you, Brother Bilal, and this outlet to be able to inform people like Dr. Portia Fulford, who is the founder and CEO of Fulford International Corporation. It's a new term to me, an agri-technology company, which focuses on rural development, job creation, as well as business infrastructure development. And she is focused now primarily on the Alabama Black Belt area. She is one of the few women who owns a company that serves as a U.S. expert in generating equity partnerships for domestic food retention, reform management as it relates to job creation and rural development. Now, as a child with a RFD background, I can truly appreciate Dr. Fulford, what you're doing in that regard. So my hat's off to you, and she has an organization that's called Organfi Farms, and it serves as one of the largest commercial farming and industrial hemp suppliers. Lady, my hat's off to you because not only do we see you in the southeast, you need to start looking southwest and north and all around, because you're needed in all aspects and areas as far as I can see. And I know I know this program isn't long because I'm so impressed I could just keep on and on. But I would like to highlight the fact that she has recently participated in a pilot program with Tuskegee University in acquiring a multi-million dollar processing facility that's going to primarily service rural farmers and assist with crop distribution as well as sales. Now, people, I would like to continue on and on and on with Dr. Fulford and her accomplishments. But like I said, when you look over at Mr. Samuel Harris over here, Well, this could take the rest of the evening. But I tell you what, I'm going to tell you. But I would like to congratulate both of these young people on their accomplishments. This brother, he has more than 20 years of proven leadership in real estate management, government affairs, economic development, proposed legislation, capital infusion, compliance. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But his expertise, areas that he likes to show out in, I'm going to say, it includes principal real estate broker, senior government spokesperson, real estate development, and the list again. This is wonderful. Some of his key skills and competencies include comprehensive analytical skills with the ability to create, measure, and scale the right between candidates, recruiting teams, as well as hiring managers. Mr. Harris's education includes his Bachelor of Science in Business Management, Certified Financial Current candidate for the law school program. Congratulations. Property law and underwriting. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I am just going to have to curtail some of this because I get so caught up. But he is available. He has several social media video links. Welcome to... perhaps he'll share some of them with you so we can get more information. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you back to Brother Bilal, and he'll have Dr. Fulford or Mr. Harris come to you as he will. Thank you.
Okay, and without further ado, I am going to present our host, Brother Harris. Brother Harris, thanks for being with us. Brother Harris, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
Brother
I'm
Harris.
Here.
Again, Ben, we're delighted to have you. We're going to hear, I have comments from you, and we're going to turn the show over to you for a while.
Okay, great. All right, well, we want to thank all of you. It's been an incredible year last year, and going into this new year with everything that's going on in Washington around the world with COVID-19, our hats are off to all the leaders that are doing extremely amazing work to help us be able to lift ourselves up from where we're at. So my name is Sam Harris. I'm a real estate developer out of Florida, and our goal is to help 150 African-American cities be able to rebuild themselves so that they can thrive. And we believe that ground zero is Selma, Alabama. Without Selma, most of us, if not all of us, will not be able to do the things that we do because that precious thing called the vote, some people say that it doesn't matter. Some people choose not to vote. Some people chose to walk across the bridge to pay the ultimate price so that you and I can have the opportunities to engage into what we know as the free enterprise and to build wealth for our families. And the only way that we can do that is that we have to own and control the block. We cannot just be part-time takers in this opportunity called America. We have to create thriving businesses and be able to partner together to be able to rise our families and our communities from where they're at right now. Because our communities are in ICU, and there's three pillars that we teach in our business school, in our training. Is number one, we have to create an education system within our businesses and community that will allow our people to thrive. We can no longer rely on the traditional education because the economy is changing. We're going to what's called the fourth industrial revolution. If you're not engaged in technology, in commerce, and owning something, you're going to be left behind. The second pillar that we want to build on with all of you on this call, on the internet, all across America, all across the world, is that we got to build on opportunity. Opportunity to be able to help our communities rise up out of the ashes that we're currently in. We need high-growth technology companies. We need airline companies. We need hotels. We need farming. We need financial planning, real estate, banking. We need new food technology companies to create the food that can help us eat better so that we can live better and live longer. But when you look around the African-American community, we are blocked and we are deprived from opportunity because at every corner that we go, they're either taking our ideas and they're building billions of dollars for themselves, or they're not allowing us to get to the table. So what we are telling people is stop trying to get to their table, stop begging to get to their table, and let's go create our own table together so that we can win. And then the last point that I would like to make, and I'll open up for any questions about what we're doing in Selma and other cities across America, is exposure. When you turn on the television or the internet or social media or any type of device, you're being exposed to different viewpoints. You're being exposed to different opportunities. Unfortunately, when we're being exposed to different viewpoints and opportunities, we don't own any of those devices. We don't own the media outlet. We don't own the social media outlet. We don't own the hospitals. We don't own the airlines, the banking system. We don't own something as basic as manufacturing our own food. That system has been taken from us simply through forcing African-American farmers from losing their land because they didn't understand what was happening to them back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. Or our land has been taken from us through neglect of the legal system, forcing our community to be subject to property and repossession of our property. So what we have to do is expose ourselves to a new way of thinking, financial intelligence. When we look back in history, we can look back to Frederick Douglass, we can look at Harriet Tubman, Sally Rudolph, Jesse Bingham, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and so many others that we can't even count. They all had great ambition. They all were able to speak in an oratorical way that would just make you want to smile. But the one thing they did not have was the financial intelligence how to take that movement and transfer into opportunity to where we create generational wealth that will be here for 100 years down the road. So the only way that we can do that is we have to look back to the past, learn from the mistakes that they made, and build on the strength that they possess so that we that are currently breathing, that when we wake up in the morning and we can go out and create opportunity for our children and our children's children, that we can use the financial intelligence to own the block. So, Brother Bynum, I want to thank all of you at the New Africa Business Association for allowing us to be on. Dr. Forfer is in Africa. She's on a international meeting to help us expand internationally. So I am ready to answer any questions that any of you have or that you want to pose to me. Thank you so much.
Can okay. anybody hear me? This is DJ Harris. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's speaking?
Okay. So we also have Dr. Fulford on. I have her on a different line. So let us know when you're ready to answer, ask any questions for her. We'll try to see if we can feed her through. So she's listening okay. on the call.
We'll defer questions directly and go down to the board.
Somebody's got something in the background there, drowning him out.
Yeah, there's background noise in the background. Can you guys hear that?
I got all the mics open. I may have to close some of them. Okay, that may have taken care of it right there. Okay, now, again, I think we might have found our source. Let's see now if we can continue. And brothers and sisters,
okay,
if
great.
Brothers and sisters, please. Simply put yourself on mute until you're ready to speak. Again, rather than going to questions, no, let's go right on in. And if you have any questions for Brother Harris, I don't want you to lose your thought. Go ahead and ask your questions, then
okay.
We'll switch right on to Dr. Fulford. Any questions for Brother Harris? The mics are open.
This is Brother Aziz, and Brother Harris, I would like to know, in the city, you say you're starting out in Selma first with the initiative, and I'd like to know if in other cities, how could someone start to participate in an organization like you organizing the community or people in the community that was willing to help invest back in the community? Do you have any suggestions or tell us how we can do that, maybe?
Absolutely. That is a great question. So thank you, Brother Isaiah. So the one way that we can all participate and to help us focus and invest into rebuilding these communities all across America is we need everyone to have a laser beam focus on Selma. If you're
okay.
in Chicago, invest in Selma. If you're in Philadelphia, invest in Selma. If you're in Detroit, invest in Selma. If you're in Oakland, invest in Selma. If you're in D.C., invest in Selma. If you're in Atlanta, invest in Selma. And the reason why I say that, when you look back at history, when we all do separate things and we're scattered like a bunch of marbles on a table, we never get anything done. We have to be focused like a laser on rebuilding Selma, Alabama, so that we can use that as a blueprint to go to the next city that is in a critical state. We can no longer do this individually, isolating ourselves, by trying to do it by ourselves. So to answer your question, I would say invest in Selma. We have ways that you can get in touch with us to be a part of what we're doing. We have a actual what we call the Black Belt Investor Tour, February 19th through the 21st. And on that weekend, we're going to have investors and developers from all over the country that are going to be coming to Selma to see the block that we have already purchased, that we've already invested capital into, so that you can see that not only are we for real, but you can see the vast opportunity that lays before you. The second way that you can help is stop doing business with people that do not respect your dollar. African Americans finance and support the dreams of everybody across America. Through the Christmas holiday, and I don't celebrate Christmas giving gifts, I celebrate it for the reason. So I'm not into gift giving, but I'm into making sure I get myself aligned up with the higher power. So I went to the mall just to walk around and to see who was doing what. And what I realized is that African-American men and women, we finance the dreams of every nationality that comes to this country. They come to our communities. They set up jewelry stores. They set up coffee shops, clothing, and shoes because they know that's the kind of stuff that we like to buy, but we don't own none of it. We don't own any manufacturing. We don't own a diamond mine. We don't own a gold mine. and we're constantly giving of our capital and getting nothing in return. So stop doing business with people that don't respect your dollar. And then the last point, I would say if you're in a city that you see deprivation of capital and you see opportunity, you need to call us and tell us about it so we can add it to the list. Because there are too many African-American communities right now that are in desperate need, but we cannot help them if we're not together. We're stronger together than we are apart. Thank you. That was a great question.
Thank you very much for your answers, too. Those are great answers. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Again, our mics are open. Any questions we have, brother Mr. Harris, we're going to ask them. Then we're going to switch right over to Dr. Fitz. Any questions remaining of Mr. Harris? The mics are open. Okay, in that case, we're going to switch right over. Dr. Fufu, if she is available, please, you heard her resume, now we're going to hear from her. Dr. Fufu, welcome to the show.
Dr. Fufu, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Fulford. We welcome your comments.
Awesome. Thank you. So glad to be on the show. As Mr. Harris mentioned, I'm traveling throughout Africa, so my reception is not quite as good. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning here, but I'm definitely glad to be sensitive and focused on the show. We're so excited about all of the development that's going on in Selma, and we're looking forward to reaching out to the world of the diaspora to put a laser beam focus on development projects that we have gone on in Selma, Alabama. Everything that Mr. Harris said is absolutely true. We're actually on the ground doing the work, making the capital infusions and making investments. So I just wanted to reiterate that we need the support not only on the development project, we also need support on helping to develop the Black Belt Federal Credit Union in the area as well. So I encourage everyone on the call to log on to airgroup.com and to look at the investment tour that's coming up. If you are a developer anywhere in the world and you're looking for opportunities, you do not want to miss the opportunity up in February to walk the ground, to see what's available, to see how to mobilize and organize your capital into an environment that allows you to have a real impact on the market, the trends, the technology, and the future of the world. So definitely log on to airgroup.com to join us in the tour. Secondly, I would like to invite everyone to log on to blackbeltcu.org. This is one of the few credit unions across the country that focuses exclusively on African-American businesses. We're in business to keep Black businesses in business. So we need 10,000 signatures. We need to log on to blackbeltcu.org, read about the credit union, and take and complete our survey. The only way that we can reach Black businesses is to understand the impact that COVID has had on the businesses and to understand the needs of the actual businesses themselves. As many of you know, a lot of our small businesses in our communities were not able to be helped by round one or the second round of COVID because we were not in a fundable state. And what this means is that our businesses are not structured in a way that we can acquire capital. This is very, very important because without the access to capital, we don't have businesses, we have hustle. We have to make the transition into businesses and corporations. So definitely thank you for inviting me on the call, and I'm definitely available to take any questions.
Okay, our mics are open. Any questions we have for our dear Dr. Fufu, please? Your mics are open. You can ask your questions now.
Yes, this is Brother Aziz again. Thank you, Dr. Fulford, for coming on our program. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you coming on, especially at 2 a.m. in the morning, your time. The Black Belt Credit Union, I have two questions to ask you. The Black Belt Credit Union, is there, for our listeners out there, is there a minimum amount of money that one would have to start putting into that in order to become a member of that? And number two, will you be bringing back some business opportunities that Africans would like to do with Americans, perhaps?
Yes, great question. I heard the first one clearly. I didn't get all of the second question. Well, the first question about the original investment, the very first step we need everybody to take is the survey. Once the survey is done, we can actually complete the last phase of our charting process. This is the most critical set of data that we need from Black businesses, because this data is going to help us set those requirements for coming into the credit union. But the only way we'll know how to really be effective is if we know what our community needs and what the businesses need. So those numbers and those parameters will be adjusted once we collect the data. It is a community-based charter credit union. So what that means is that everything that we do is to reach out to the businesses directly to improve the businesses, to foster in high financial intelligence. So the cost to become a member is going to be very minimal, because we're doing the hard work that most banks who Black people bank with don't do. We're actually reaching out to make our clients fundable. We want to do business with Black businesses. We want to fund Black commercial development and real estate projects. So those numbers and those parameters can only really be realistically set once we have the data on board to make the decision. But I can assure you that the requirements will be very minimum to allow as many African-American businesses to enter the community as possible. I did not hear all of the second question. If you could please repeat that second question.
Yes, Dr. Fulford. The second question was, while you're in Africa, will you be looking into or bringing back any opportunities, business opportunities that Africans may want to do with us? Because I know we need to do business with one another, but are they legitimately wanting to do business with us?
Absolutely. That is an absolute fantastic question. The answer to that question is an absolute yes. While here in Africa, I'm meeting with business leaders, kings of different districts and areas throughout Benin, Senegal, Nigeria. All of these regions have areas that are significantly underdeveloped. So we're looking at two things. One, connecting on the ground in Africa and bringing our Black Belt Federal Credit Union to Africa. Secondly, there is a large need for Black businesses and Black intelligence in Africa. So we're looking at, while I'm here making those connections, I've met with several kings, several politicians, representatives from Haiti, and throughout the diaspora to make the connections on the business level with African Americans throughout the diaspora. So, yes, it is absolutely true that many Africans want to do business. I actually had a chance today to develop, to look inside of several projects that were openly being developed, and also to visit a few hotels that were in development. I had a chance to actually go to Benin as well for the Door Return that has been built, and there's an entire region in Grand Popo outside of Benin with the Door Return for African Americans throughout the diaspora. Not just making the connection financially, but making those connections to our communities on the ground to build and develop our areas in Africa. So the answer to that question is yes. Africans want to do business with African Americans and Africans throughout the diaspora, and we are actively working to make the connection. I was astounded when I was at a dinner the other day, and there was an African American woman who was from New York at the table, who was currently serving in a role of a queen in Haiti. So there's lots of opportunity, and the door is open both ways, not just one way. I can also say that the opportunities that are being developed in the U.S., many Africans throughout the diaspora are wanting to connect directly with those opportunities. So we're looking at ways that Africans throughout the diaspora can actually travel to Selma at Ground Zero and take part in the opportunity. This is not something, you know, as an ambassador, as a developer, as a business owner, you want to sleep on. Because a lot of times people will take an astronomical amount of time to gain the opportunity without actually touching it and acquiring it. So absolutely, yes, it goes both ways. And Africans and African Americans throughout the diaspora are ready and willing to work with African American businesses in the U.S.
Great. Thank you very much for sharing that information, Dr. Fulford. Appreciate that.
Our mics are still open. Any questions?
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fulford, the mics are open. We welcome your questions. Listeners, welcome your questions. The mics are open. Okay. Let me just say this. Do we have any of our state representatives? Do we have any state representatives from the state of Virginia? Brother Umar, are you with us? Brother Umar out of the state of Virginia, are you with us? Okay, Mr. Walker out of New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, are you with us? All right, Ms. Queens out of Pennsylvania, state director for Pennsylvania, are you with us? Okay, so many of our state directors are not with us. Again, I am going to ask, again, any of you that are listeners that have any comments. Ms. Baker, Ms. Jean Baker, our financial accountant for New Africa Business Association. Ms. Baker, with us. Ms. Baker, are you with us? Okay.
Yes, but I can hear. Hello.
Yes, yes, Ms. Baker, we can hear you.
Okay, I can hardly hear you all.
You can hear.
It's just breaking up. It's just breaking in and out.
Okay, well, you're coming in very clear. So, any comments that you wish to make before? I know you're going to. We got about 10 minutes, Ms. Baker. I am going to make a couple comments, and then we're going to get back with you, and then we're going to hopefully have our guests to finish up our programs. But brothers and sisters, and I'm stuttering, I'm slowing down here because I hope you realize exactly what you're hearing. And, you know, we've been talking for years about community. Become invested with each other, financially invested with each other, so we can grow our communities financially. Here we've been blessed with professionals like ourselves, but these professionals have been extremely proactive. What we've been talking about doing and putting together as a group to start doing, they have already done it. So, again, rather than trying to build this financial program that we're trying to build, I say we're looking at an organization now that just came to us. We came to each other from nowhere, but this organization, I see their resumes. You heard their resumes. These are experts. So, again, Selma, Alabama is a city, and I spoke to some citizens from Selma, Alabama, that lives right here in Washington, D.C. They was born and raised, and they're professionals. They told me the same thing Brother Harris told me when I spoke to him about the likes being out, the white folks left the city, abandoned the city, just left, and the folks that lived down there actually was in the dark. Water was cut off. I mean, the white folks left them thinking that they was going to just be helpless, and then here a financial organization that's doing what New Africa Business Association and all of the New Africa Business Associations all over this country, they stepped in, and they saw where this is not a losing opportunity for African Americans. This is an advanced opportunity. Just like all of our black communities that don't have businesses in them, is an advanced opportunity for us. But now let's focus right here on Selma, though. I haven't been there physically. I've spoken to some folks from Selma. We know our representative Lewis from there. We know the history of Selma. But here is a city that we, at some point, and what I mean by invested with each other financially, here is a wonderful opportunity. And for those of you who are in business, just think now of having your business now in Selma as to where have now plenty of space. I know, Brother Aziz, you was in the distribution of food there for a while, and we was having a real big problem with a warehousing and having our truckings places where we could have a shippings. But, you know, they tell me Selma is also on the water. Which what I'm saying, and I hear everybody talking about Africa, this and that. If we have our own independent, business, our own independent cities, our own independent communities, entrepreneurs in our own communities, and like I said, here in Selma. Think of what can be done. I started thinking, you know, you were talking about Africa and the opportunities. We as African Americans, we are the ones who are out here destroying all what they call third world companies. And in Africa, we know it's an entire continent. But we're the ones who should be setting the example. For instance, if we owned a city like Selma, Alabama, and had all of the industrialization of that city, just think now, if we were, you talk about farming, yes, we can do farming in the United States, but we know that there are problems with racism here in the United States. We know we have to fight that. We have to get our way around it. We ain't got forever to go down there and go on the farm. Even though we're going to protect ourselves. Like Africa. We as African Americans, our own boat. What stops us from doing farming places like Africa? They have the land, we have the money and the technology. Opportunities. 2021, they said was going to be a change. With a huge change because we're starting off showing what our financial independence is very achievable. I am not going to take a whole lot of time because, again, it's open mic. I am going to ask our guest. Our guest is going to be with us for a while. This is not a one-night show. I've talked to Harris. This is going to be a continuation. We're going to continue our conversations until we reach our objectives, and we're going to be doing conventions. We're going to have business folks hopefully going to Selma, Alabama, doing their conventions because, again, we're going to own our bills. We ain't got to worry about white folks taking our monies and not being unappreciative. Those days are coming to an end. So, again, I've been killing out there at the White House last week. They know that we are to an independence and a power. As a matter of fact, it was African Americans that changed and saved our democracy. If it wasn't for African American black women, we would, I guess we would be calling each other comrades by next Wednesday. So again, brothers and sisters, gentlemen, and it's a powerful organization like we're speaking to today. So I would ask you, the brothers ask you to go on the websites and take a survey, make certain they get their 10,000 names as quick as possible. Again, I'm not going to take up all the time. I am going to go back to, I guess, Brother Harris and Dr. Fulton. I am going to return. We got about 10 more minutes. I am going to turn the show back over to you guys. But like I said, this is not a one-night show. We will be okay. Continuing our relationship until we achieve our objectives. Brother Harris, Dr. Fulton, either one of you.
Yes, sir. Brother, absolutely. Brother Bonham, I want to thank you and New Africa Business Association for allowing us to be on tonight. Dr. Forford and I, BJ Harris, we're all absolutely blessed to be on this show. And I want to leave you with this. As I was listening to you talk about Selma, there's an Air Force base called Craig's Air Force Base that was closed down 50 years ago, actually 55 years ago. It has not reopened. There's 1,980 acres. We're trying to work with Congresswoman Terry Sewell to get that base annexed back to Selma. When we do that, we will change the opportunity for African Americans all over the U.S. when we get that back to Selma. Selma is ground zero for us. That is the place where we can call back home. If you think about every nationality, when they want to go back home, they got a place to go to. African Americans, we don't have a place to go to. We need to make Selma our place that we go to retire. We need to make it our place that we go to uplift and educate. We need to make it a place that we go to innovate so that we own and control the block. If everyone on this call can adhere to that with a laser beam focus, not only can we overcome all the odds, we will be able to build generational wealth that King Solomon has never seen.
And listen, that is no exaggeration. Brother Harris is the finance. We all have been in finance for years and years. And I know these things are very achievable. I haven't got the figures that this on our at 2021, retail spending, consumer spending went over $1.3 trillion. And someone was telling me, I haven't gotten the figures, so I don't want to put nothing out there that are not facts. Brother Harris, I know you are also a financial planner. You might have some information on that. But I know
we have the numbers on it. We do have the numbers on it. It's $1.9 trillion. They spent more money this holiday season than ever in history. See, because there's more money on the streets than there's ever been. The United States government put $6 trillion of money into the economy. That money is bleeding over in the streets, and guess what? It's going right back to the white-owned corporations that own everything. So even though there's $6 trillion of money that's been placed on the streets, African-American businesses are getting less than 0.1% of that business, that opportunity, because we do not own anything.
Yeah.
Precisely. Let me put some emphasis on what Brother Harris is saying there. When we take and deposit our monies into the banks every week, like I said, that eagle comes into our black neighborhoods, flies in. I don't think he lands at all. He just flies in on a Friday and picks up everything. And Monday he's at the Federal Reserve depositing all all of our monies from all over this country, every black neighborhood, all our churches and everything, all being deposited into that Federal Reserve. Now, there's a such thing as called money distribution, a currency distribution that's supposed to come back into your. But if we don't have banks where our monies become back, our deposits come back into our communities because we don't have no deposits.
That's right.
Who did $800 billion or so allocations to save the economy, but he couldn't put a dollar into the black community because there was no financial institution to see from. Brothers and sisters, see, that's why it's so important that we establish first our banks where we can now put our money on. And because that money's earned money's come from. Every day and earning monies every day. But white folks are taking it. We're giving it away. And so I'm saying, if you look at the amount of monies that we're just simply out here giving away with folks who hate us, turn those, and now we have the opportunities. Why? Because, like the brother said, let's own the block. Rather than that, let's own the city. And soon, let's own the state. Not only that state, but like they were, my sister, Miss Williams, was saying in the opening, all of these states are waiting on us. And so, brothers and sisters, the mics are open. We're going to be back here next Wednesday and every Wednesday. Like I said, this is not a one-night stand. We're going to continue. You're going to continue to hear from us until this is done. But again, with the next couple of moments, the mics are open. We welcome your comments. Anyone's comments, even if it was Brother Harris, anyone who wished to close up, we got about 3 more minutes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Brother Bynum, I'll go ahead and what I would like to say for anyone that's on this call, if you can go to airegroup.com, that is AIREEgroup.com, and sign up for the Selma Investor Tour. We need everyone to be laser beam focused on Selma. If you don't have any money, but you know somebody that has money, we have an opportunity zone fund that opens up on February 1st. Everyone can participate. The only way that we can succeed is together. And I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for giving us the time to give you a capsule version of what we're doing. You really can't see what we're doing until you come to Selma and get on the ground and you can see for yourself. You can see where our ancestors were sold. You can see the tunnels where they went under the bridge and that they went out to these farms and they created what we call the Black Belt. The Black Belt is what created wealth for the United States. See, it's not Black Wall Street that created wealth. It was the Black Belt that created wealth. So if people understand the history and they go look back, the Black Belt is from Texas all the way to New York. Malcolm X said in his speech, The Ballad of the Bullet, he says, Harlem is the Black Belt of New York City. There is a Black Belt in every city in America that where African Americans are. We have to reclaim it back and own the block.
Brothers and sisters, the same time
next week,
Dr. Fulton, you guys are partners with us, your members and everything. We all are, let's say, vested with each other. Next
yes,
Wednesday,
absolutely.
At the same time, we will continue. We do have some information. I know it's the first of the year, and a lot of the business folks, as far as taxation and tax and state planning, we usually do that usually do a program like that the first of the year. And Ms. Baker will have some on just we are.
Shahid
and our guest, and we're saying a good night to everyone.
All right. Good night.
Good night, and peace to you. Good night, and thank you.
Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Good night. Shalom.
Thank you.